Yo, yo, this is your girl, Shanera, to my piece. I'm glad you're listening. I got a short inspiration as you kick off another terrific Tuesday up in here. And I want to share with you something I got when I was reading some scripture this morning. I was in the book of Nehemiah, in the Holy Bible, that is, for you guys who are not aware. And I was reading chapters, actually listening to the audio on my way to the day job. And I was looking at chapters 4 through 6. And if you're not familiar with the story of Nehemiah, I'm not going to read it all to you, but I'm going to let you know Nehemiah took up the task of rebuilding the walls that were leaving the Israelites open and vulnerable to their enemies, to anybody who wanted to pounce on them, basically. And he was burdened with it, and he said, I'm going to do something about it. And so he went about the task and organizing the people, and they were rebuilding those walls. Now, while they were rebuilding those walls, the Bible also says that they had so much opposition that they literally were working with a tool in one hand and spears on their side. So although they were working, they made sure they were protecting what they were working. They were protecting themselves. They were aware that they had an enemy, but all of their focus didn't go to the enemy. They knew the enemy was there, and they kept their guard. They kept their watch. But the point is that they kept working, so much so that they rebuilt the walls in 52 days back in that time. The point I want to point out to you guys is this. They had a consistent enemy. Out of all the enemies they had two that were the ringleaders, Sanballat and Tobias. Sanballat and Tobias. Every chance they got, they were jeering them and saying, man, please, man, they got that wall up there. If a fox tried to climb it, it would crumble underneath a fox. They were saying, your walls is weak. Y'all ain't nobody, blah, blah, blah. So they were mad because by the time, even though with all their jeers, they kept on building. I hope this is already blessing you, because it's blessing me as I'm telling y'all this. So they got those walls up there, and the final attempt that the enemy decided to do was when they asked Nehemiah to meet them. Hey, come on down here and meet up with us, blah, 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 blah. And so Nehemiah looked at him and was like, nah, I know y'all ain't up to no good. Y'all gonna try to jump me. I ain't got time for y'all. So the word that he sent back by the messenger to Sanballat and Tobias was, I'm doing a great work. I can't come down. I'm going to repeat that for the people who ain't heard me the first time. Nehemiah told them, hey, I'm doing a great work. Partner, I can't come down. As you go out into your day, as you go out, it is May. It is half of May is going down. Almost half of the year is going down. You are tasked with whatever it is you're tasked to do. You have something that is monumental in your own right. There may be actual people that are obstacles, that are jeering you, that are not cheering you, that don't believe in you. That might be your obstacle. You might have an obstacle that might be finance. It might be family issues. You might have issues that are particular to your situation. Today, make a declaration, renew yourself, and tell the obstacle, whether it be person, whether it be your own spirit. If you're down about it, it's not an up season about it. It's nothing to brag about right now. Right now, you're going through the situation. Tell whatever it is that seems to be hindering you right now. Tell it. I am doing a great work. I can't come down. Say it with me if it helps you get it in your spirit. Say, I am doing a great work, and I can't come down. Listen, go. Keep building your wall. Have your tool, chopping away at the wall, building that wall, and then have your guard up at all times, and recognize your enemy. Don't fall for the okie though. Recognize it, acknowledge them, and speak to the enemy and tell it, you know what? I see what you're doing. I'm doing something great right here. I ain't got time for it. And keep on working. That's your motivational minute. I just want to share that with you. Y'all be blessed, and thank you for listening to Ask a Black Woman. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.